Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A sure sign of spring is when those lovely bulb flowers pop out of the ground. And in order to get them to bloom properly, you'll need to do some fall planting. Nebraska Extension Landscape Horticulture Specialist Kim Todd explains that timing is everything.
There are a few bulbs that we plant early in the fall of the season because they need to be fresh. However, the majority of those we wait until a little bit later for a couple of reasons. First off, what we want to have happen is we want the soil to still be warm enough to allow the roots to establish, but we don't want it warm enough that the shoots push up out of the ground. So oftentimes we wait until late October, early November, even as late as December if the ground isn't frozen.
Good gardening always starts with good soil preparation, and planting bulbs are no different.
Another thing that is really important is to take a look at the site where you want those bulbs to put on their beautiful spring show and then prepare it appropriately. There are a couple of ways to plant bulbs. One of them is to dig up an entire bed, dig it to the correct depth, make sure you have good compost. If you want to add some of the amendments that are helpful in good bulb health, you can add some things like bone meal, mix that in very well, and make sure that you are at the right planting depth for those bulbs. The second way is to actually dibble the bulbs using a bulb dibbler. You can use something like a drill bit that attaches to a regular old drill and then drill that hole again to the right depth. One of the cautions about that, however, is that if you're in a heavy clay soil, the bulbs may rot to begin with, but if you are using that drill and sort of scouring those sides or glazing those sides, that might make those conditions not exactly right for the bulb. A third method is to scatter, cover over the surface as long, again, as you have a good prep beneath that. So you have three different methods of getting the soil ready to get the bulbs in the ground.
Soil preparation is important, but planting depth is also a key ingredient to having a successful bed of bulbs.
Then what you want to look at is how deep should they be planted. It does make a difference because if they're too shallow, again, they're going to push that shoot too early in the season. They may freeze off. They may come up too early in the spring and freeze off in the spring. Animals can get them a lot easier, and that can be an issue anyway, especially in locations where you either have squirrels that are digging for acorns or you have voles or mice. In those cases, you may actually need to protect those bulbs with hardware cloth. And that can be kind of a complicated process, or at least a time-consuming process. May be well worth it so you don't sacrifice that early spring flowering. Another thing you want to think about with depth is actually the size of the bulb itself. Too deep with those little guys and they're going to exhaust all their energy pushing up to the surface. And the same thing is true really with the great big ones. You want to make sure that they have enough depth to be able to root well, stay in the ground, and push up. Now, another thing that people oftentimes ask is there a way to know which side is up? Most bulbs have a little bit of root on the underside, so you can see kind of the little dried up roots, and typically the pointed side of the bulb is supposed to be up. People think oftentimes that if the bulbs are planted upside down, they will actually right themselves in the soil because they will see the shoots of those bulbs come up anyway. That doesn't happen. What happens is the bulbs still stay upside down, the shoot emerges, and then it has to actually transverse the entire circumference of the bulb before it can break the surface. Again, that is a waste of energy.
After planting your bulbs, you want to make sure to mark the area in some way so that you don't forget and possibly damage the bed later.
You want to make sure after you get the bulbs in the ground, you gently get the surface smoothed, and then you want to mark those bulbs, especially if they're in a location where in the spring you may dig into them. One of the best ways to do this that is unobtrusive in the landscape, stick golf tees in the ground. Or if you're really thinking ahead, you can plant something like grape hyacinths, which go dormant in the summer, and then they put their foliage up in the fall and the winter. Those mixed in with regular bulbs like daffodils and tulips will tell you where those bulbs are later.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.